Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
Well, you just had to, I had to change a lot of routines. I had to change my car. I moved home. I had to install surveillance equipment. I had to bring an alarm with me at all times. And also the PSNI ask you to record evidence, which is very difficult because you're actually in a flight or fight response. And what you do is you bring your phone with you if you can, and you try and, if you like, capture a photograph or a video of the person that's actually causing you torment and fear. So it's been very life-changing, the whole experience, and it certainly has had an effect on me.
Sometimes they're very high-profile stories. Lily Allen's story was an incredibly highly profiled one, but this is happening to Joes and Josephines that we never hear of.
That's right. It's very much it's a crime, and it's a crime of shame and secrecy. And I know for myself, I've had a horrendous experience where it's used social media and defamation. And what I've gone through is it's like almost walking through some of the local areas of your town and putting your head down in shame, wondering, does anybody know what he's been saying about me? And he is a very convincing character, so that's where the problem is as well. But what I've done is I've decided to turn it into something positive and just speak up and speak out about it.
And do you feel the police here are not taking it as seriously as other parts of the UK?
Definitely not. They're not equipped, first of all, with legislation. They don't have the laws to stop it from the onset, and it needs to be stopped at the very beginning, because that's when the damage is caused. The longer it continues, the more the fear and the terror grows. But also, I believe, after a certain amount of time, I was sort of seen as a nuisance.
And that must be adding to your grief whenever you are described as a nuisance. Very often the person who will be stalking is an individual who you've had some contact with in the past, or indeed you've known to some extent.
Yes, that's right. Mine was a relationship of 5 months. And it was an ex, and he didn't want the rejection that came with breaking up. And unfortunately, he had information and my routines and personal details about me, which he was gathering, I believe, planning his blackmail attempts, if you like, trying to disturb me as much as possible and also attack my livelihood.
Whenever you went to the police, you found that they could have been more helpful. They asked you to do certain things to prove that this was happening to you. How far are you taking the project now? How far are you taking the lobbying?
Well, what I've done is I've got together with a bunch of very good friends, really, really good friends, and we've started doing a petition. And I have one online. It's Laws for Women NI. It's LAWS, number 4, Women NI, and it's on Twitter and Facebook. And I'd really encourage everybody, if they could, to sign it, because it's not just about stalking. It's also about coercive control. It's about the fear we have to face in a court of law, having to face your perpetrator in the courts. And there's many other things where the police and the courts don't liaise with each other. And that causes difficulty, I believe, because if the PSNI records could have been obtained, maybe it wouldn't have gone as far as needed to be gone to court. I think that the PSNI had more laws, it would certainly make a big difference. More stronger, tougher laws to use from the onset. It would make a big difference to the people who suffer this and to their children. Because whenever I realised that I wasn't going to be helped through the state bodies that are here in place in Northern Ireland, I saw, first of all, the big thing was there was no stalking laws. And that means then that there's actually a convention, a United Nations convention violation, where if there's no stalking laws, then there's no stalking statistics. And it's all very much, this is what I believe a lot of general public don't realise, we have rights. And there's the Council of Europe Convention. They have a whole document on combating violence against women and children. And there's also the rights under the convention on the rights of the child. Children have rights as well. But it's something that, unfortunately, it just hasn't happened here. And what I'm doing is I'm asking through two local MLAs. One is Peter Weir, and Brenda Hale is also involved. And we're actually trying to bring it to the Minister for Justice for Law Reform and asking, could you please put some laws in place? The other thing is Women's Aid, they have to lobby to keep up with the UK. And I don't understand why human suffering has to be lobbied for. Why is that not an automatic right here? I don't understand. So I'm hoping through me highlighting this, through me talking about it, that maybe there'll be a bit more immediacy and urgency to actually stop this.
Surely stalking is covered in some form of law here in Northern Ireland. There are harassment laws and there are trespass laws.
Yes, there are, but there are very few people who are actually convicted of stalking. They're not convicted of harassment as a result of stalking. The statistics are very low for Northern Ireland, and for whatever reason, stalking is definitely mentioned. There's a PSNI protocol on how to handle stalking and harassment. So they use it in their literature. There's even a leaflet that's available, but they don't actually have a law for it. And I know it's the legislative body that needs to look at this. The assembly needs to look at this, please, and create the laws so the police can use them.
Okay,
equip
you feel
them with what they need.
You
yeah.
feel the police need more help from the legislators. The global statistics are suggesting that 1 in 5 women are stalked and 1 in 10 men are stalked.
That's right.
Now, the suggestion being there that what is that? Is that 20% of women are being stalked? I would be surprised if I know any woman who's ever had the threat of being stalked. In all the women that I've ever worked with, ever met, ever been related to, is that not a seriously overestimated stat? Or are we basing global statistics on countries where women don't have equal rights and men are basically watching them in a big brother way?
No, it's very much in regards to statistics, global statistics. I believe that this is it's very fearful, and there's a lot of shame with this. And you often feel, I know for myself, I felt as if I was going a bit crazy. I mean, the small things that were happening, but they were happening on a daily basis. And you felt like there was a shadow following you in a cloud, a big dark cloud hanging over you. And to actually turn around and explain that to your neighbour or to somebody that you don't know too well, they're going to look at you as if there's something wrong. And there's a big element of lack of education in this as well. Stalking will definitely take place whenever an abusive relationship breaks down. And I think the problem is there's an incredible amount of fear around this. Like, for me, I took a chance when I reported my stalker. I knew I was probably likely going to provoke him, and how right I was. That is exactly what happened. And what is happening is I'm hearing it a lot in where I work. Women are talking to me. I work in the capacity of mental health, and women are talking to me about what they experience as a result of broken marriages or broken abusive relationships. And they're really afraid to tackle their perpetrator, if you like, or their ex, because they know that they're just going to ramp up their campaign against them. And that is a definite. And I believe that if there were stronger laws in place where they were protected more, then they would be more likely to come forward. And there's also a big fear as well, I believe, where women are afraid to come forward because there's something to do with legal aid may no longer fund non-molestation orders, which means that women have to pay for their own. Now, I'm also talking on behalf of women, but I also really want to acknowledge I'm very aware that this is not just women, this is men as well. And I know that there are men's agencies in Northern Ireland, and they do handle stalking. They do look after men that have come to them because of being stalked and being harassed by women. But the majority is women, I'm afraid, and that's been my experience. So I can only speak, if you like, on my behalf of my gender. But with men do have an advantage to some degree, where this is where the fear is. They are bigger than women, and that's a human fact. That's what it is. Women are more afraid of men because they're stronger. You are stronger than women.
Yeah, I can't think of anything worse, regardless of which gender you are, than to be stalked by someone that you don't want the attention of. It must be terrible. But if you're being basically followed, and there are many, many ways. It can be online, it can be in the street, it can be as you're driving your car, it can be them just turning up at events that you're at. It is really sickening, and it certainly needs to be addressed. If it is, and I'm basing it all on your testimony, Vicky, if it is as bad as you're suggesting it is, and I'd love to hear from other people maybe who are listening to the programme, does this ring a bell in your head? Hopefully the politicians will listen to your presentation and take seriously what you're saying, because if people aren't prepared to take seriously your point of view on this, it adds to the hurt that you're obviously going through. I appreciate you raising it with us, Vicky.
Thank you very much. And before I go, Frank, if I could just say, would anybody listening to this who believes that women and men living in fear in Northern Ireland who could be protected very quickly and with proper laws in place, if you believe that this is a right that we should have, it is a right according to the European Convention, but if you believe that we in Northern Ireland should have the laws changed, please look up our petitions on Twitter or Facebook, and it's Laws for Women NI. You can find us easily. Thank you very much, Frank.
Okay, Vicky, Laws for Women NI, if you want to find out more.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 077 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.